we last left our story, Christian DJ Myra Plato, investigating a news story, was surrounded by a rampaging horde of rodents.
Save me from the squirrels!
Self-centered disc jockey Don Murphy, slightly out of character, rushes to her aid.
Hang tight, Myra. I'm coming to help.
Now, as we rejoin the story, we take you to a bank vault in the heart of the city, where things are not quite as they seem.
Well, howdy and huzzah! Now, you've reached the Arizona Shakespeare Society, and if you'd like to become a sponsor of this year's show, Hamlet on the Hindenburg, just...
Rebus, it's Don Murphy from the radio station. Give the phone to your director, please.
I can't rightly do that, Don. She's supervising all the dynamite being set up around the bank vault.
Give me the phone, Rebus.
Yes, Myra.
Get Shelley on the phone before I ask. What would Charlton Heston do?
Right away, Myra.
Hello, Arizona Shakespeare Society. This is the director for life, Shelley Johnstone, speaking.
Howdy, Shelley. Look, Don and I are getting tired of screaming and running around the radio station pretending there's an invasion of squirrels on.
Have the gendarmes left town to chase after this phantom menace, Myra?
No one's seen a single cop in hours.
Excellent. Everyone, please get in character and do not leave your machine guns lying around. They're rentals.
Give me that phone. Look, Shelley, I thought we were just playing a little Orson Welles Halloween prank, but you're really robbing the bank, aren't you?
Yes, Mr. Murphy. It came to me in a dream. My most brilliant fundraising campaign yet. Distract the police with a hoax invasion of mutant squirrels, then break into the bank vault and collect a generous donation from the Financial Institutions for the Arts tax.
There's no such thing as the Financial Institutions for the Arts tax.
It's an informal tax, Mr. Murphy. Very informal. Now, if you'll please excuse me, it's showtime.
Wait a minute, Shelley. We're coming down there right now. Don't do anything.
Enough of that now. Rebus, are you ready to blow a hole in the vault door?
Roger that, Shelley.
Excellent. Places, everyone. Masks on. Let's get into character. Deep breath. Okay. We are all very, very dangerous criminals here.
And I've got a subplot involving my father issues.
Focus! And action!
Oh, for a muse of fire!
Well, look at that! Pop the lock right off, as neat as you please.
All right, everyone. Grab a wheelbarrow and get ready to haul all that cash out of there. Chop, chop! Hurry, hurry! There's no telling when those Barney Fifes will realize they've been had and come back to town. Now, if you will please open the vault, Mrs. Brubaker.
All right, everyone. Don't move a muscle. We're coming out and you're all under arrest.
Zounds! It's Police Chief Lobo! The bank vault is full of city police!
That's right, Ms. Johnstone. We received a tip that a local non-profit agency might attempt to rob the bank sometime this week.
And so you locked the entire police force in the bank vault and waited?
We've been here since Tuesday. Now, are you going to come quietly? My boys really need to use the bathroom.
What's going on?
Good thinking, Rebus. A second charge of dynamite to wedge the vault door shut.
But Shelley, I didn't do that. It's almost as if someone knew the police would be in there and made sure they'd be trapped.
What?
All right, now. I can see you all through this little hole in the door, and I want y'all to know that you're still under arrest. So come over here and let us out, since you're under arrest and all.
I don't understand. When I dreamed this whole thing up, it was simplicity itself. Fake an invasion of squirrels, lure the police out of town, rob the bank, put on the show, get discovered by a Broadway talent scout, marry Tony Shalhoub.
Things have gotten a little more complicated than that, Shelley.
Don, what are you doing here?
Come look.
Don?
What does it look like?
My God, look at those furry little things! gangs. They're breaking into stores. They're looting houses. They're driving forklifts.
And hovercraft.
What's it all mean?
Squirrel Shelly, evil mutated genius squirrels bent on world domination.
How do you know that?
I've seen it before, Don. And the proverbial has just hit the fan.
What the? The hoax was a hoax? The squirrels are rampaging for real? Who will save our fair city from the invasion of hyper-intelligent rodents? Stay tuned for the thrilling conclusion of The War of the Squirrels!
Hey, could somebody cram a couple of ham sandwiches into this hole? We're starving in here!
Hello, world. This is Prescott, Arizona.